Zvachim per gimel mishne hei. Hashoichet es hamkudoshim lechol shlil eshil yibachutz. Interesting. We had the Mishnah before. Hashoichet es hazevach, and that's normally the way the Mishnah talks. Mishnah gimel, we had hashoichet es hazevach lechol. Hashoichet es hazevach lechol kuzayis menor, Mishnah dalet. Here we're doing the same thing. We're talking about a dovashen darke lechol. Why use the word mkudoshim? So it's interesting. The Rav says, kol heichet denok and hai lishna mayib bin akevois. Perhaps we could offer the following explanation. When we use the word zevach, we're talking about that korban. We're talking about the shlom, we're talking about the shlom. By a nekeva, every korban that's a nekeva, there's always the possibility of being something else there besides for the etzema korban. Namely, there could always be a vlad of the korban. It's a concept that you find all over kachim. Vlad shlomim, vlad chatas. We'll have to see what the dinim are of vlad korbonis. But since the korban of a nekeva is more inclusive because there's something else there, so refer to it as a more general name, Mukudoshim. It's a zach that has Kedushas Haguf, not the name Zevach. Vinishvi, the musik that we have over here, is that he was shochat the korban to eat as something which is not David Shadar Kelecha. What's that? The shlil or shilya. The shlil is an embryo. Shilya is the embryonic sac. And he's mechashat eat it bachutz, chutz luz. Mekaymoy could be chutzlos money for the same price. Loy pigel, why? Because of davashen darke lecho. You have to add a knetch over here. The wording in the Mishnah is a little bit unusual because we start with a bachutz. Chutzlum koymoy is a machshava peiselas, not mefagelas. And the Mishnah finishes loy pigel. So you have to read it lecho shlile shilya with a machshava bachutz. It's kosher. And if he's mechashav chutzlum zmanoy is loy pigel. Also not. I mean, the din is pashut. It's one din, but you have to speak out that nekuda. Hamolik turn bifnim. Here we meet up with something that we haven't met up with before, which is the maisa of malika. We pointed out in the beginning of the mesechna that korbonis of oifois described in parashas vayikra are not nishchat with a regular shchita. It's a chiddush because if you do malika on a regular chicken that you want to eat lekavod Shabbos kodesh, it would be nevelu. Malika is a bazunda maisa that's done with the yad of the kohen. It's not the shechita that's kosher bizarre. It's an avoidin and it has to be done by a kohen. And it's done from the back and the neck, a whole complicated procedure exactly how to do it. The maisa malika is done on oifis, korbanos of oifis. So, a malik toirin, a toir, is one of the birds that are used for korbanos. Toir b'nei yoino. And he's malik that korban oif bifnim. In the Azara, lechol beitzehem, we're talking about obviously in a keva because the beitza is only shayach by a keva, bachutz, loy pigel, and this is the same idea, except a little bit different. It's not because davashen darke lechol, because the beitza is davashen darke lechol. People have scrambled eggs for breakfast. The nekuda is that the beitza, even if the Torah b'nei yoyna, the female Torah b'nei yoyna, was brought as a korban, if there are beitzim inside the korban, that's not a chelik of the korban. Not because it's a dover shein darke lechol, period, but it's a dover that's not from a chelik of the korban, therefore it also doesn't have a din of an achila to passel or to be mefagel the korban. Chelav ha-mekudoshim. What about, I'm sorry, over here the pronunciation is not chelav, it's chalev ha-mekudoshim. The milk of, again, a mukudoshim, again, a carbon which is in a keva. The milk that's in the dadim of the behema, in the udders of the behema, beitzei toirin, ein chayoven aleihem mishum pigel. This is something we had before. The machshava was a machshava that was peiseles, or it was mefageles, and there's a chiv karas on eating any chelik of the behema. However, the milk that's in the behema, that's in the cow, or the Beitzei Toirin is not a chelik of the Gufa Behema, and therefore in Chayon Olam Shumpigel V'Noise V'Tomei, the three Achilles of a Korban Shaloi Kedin, which carry the Oynish of Koros, you don't have over here. Mishnah Vav. It's a little bit of an unusual halacha. Till now we've met up over and over again with machshava hamefageles or poiseles of shaloi bizmane shaloi bimkoymoy. This Mishnah is going to deal with a new type of machshava. It's machshavas hinuach. Shchote amenas lahaniach domoy oy esemurov lamochon. He's not thinking to do something illegal, something shaloi kedin, with the dam with the murim, not achilas odam, not achilas mizbeach. What he's thinking to do is think to leave it. Laniach domoy, or the emurim lamocha. Lamocha lamais, it's possible already. The korban is already after zman lino becomes possible. We pointed out in Perek Beis that the zman hapsul of dam, with after which is already possible, is after shkia. For the emurim is after alois hashacha of after the day of hakrova. Oy lo hitzion lachutz, or not to bring it, not to be makriv the dam with the emurim shaloi b'mokim shaloi b'zman, but just to leave it outside, to passel it by taking it outside. Reb Yehuda poisel, Reb Yehuda holds that that machshava is a machshava apoiselas. Certainly not pigul, pigul is only on a machshava chutz l'zmanay, but it is a machshava apoiselas. V'acham machshirim loy matzinu. That clear exactly where Rabbi Yehuda is coming from. That means the Chacham is saying Gans Pashut. We have the Gzeza Kosev, Ha'ochel Ya'ochel. We're talking about, and there's two types of pigul, and Chutz Azman and Chutz Lom Kaimoy. We dashed in the Pesukim before. We don't have a Mekot Mechshev Sinuach. Kaniru, what Rabbi Yehuda holds, it sounds that way from the Rav, from the Loshon of the Gemara, is that Rabbi Yehuda understands that what state in Mechshev is pigul. What state is that whatever a person thinks about, b'shas, l'gabi da'achila, b'shas, da'avodas ha'dam, that's kilo what happened. So a person would think to be zayrik the dam, chutz l'zman, chutz l'mukayim, the carbon is possible. So that means that if it was thought about, kiviyachol setutzach, it's happening. So that passels the carbon, b'shas, zayrik ha'dam, or b'shas, shchita. So the same thing is true by hiniach, if he would leave all the dam of the carbon outside, or he would leave it till tomorrow, so the carbon wouldn't be misratza. If the carbon wouldn't be misratza, the killer would happen. So the carbon is not misratza. And the Chacham said, listen, whatever we have a chlorum or carb for, the Maisa, it never happened. The Machshava HaPoiselis never happened. The Hiniach, if it would happen, would happen. This Nekuda that the Machshava Kemaisa that we only have by a Machshava of Zrika, Achila, Vechulei, Chutzul Zman, Chutzul Kaimai. Now the Mishnah is going to bring other Machshavos which you would have a tzad would passel the carbon. And the Mishnah is going to fill us with one klal, that a machshava, ha-poiselas, is only shaloi b'mkoymai, shaloi chutz l'zmanai, chutz l'mkoymai, not other machshavas. Machshavas hinuach, that we see it for some reason, machshavas hinuach, we say, machshava kemaisa, well, again, like we said, a little bit hard to understand, vos epis machshavas hinuach, but other machshavas, that not. So Mishnah gives a different examples. Shchote amanas litnoi al gabi akevesh. What we had before, we had this type of shprach before. A zrika shalei b'mkaymi, which we say is always a quasi zrika. It's enough to be meratz. It's not enough to be matar achilas alchay. It should be considered a zrika shalei b'mkaymo and a mechashev b'shas teshchita to do a zrika shalei b'mkaymo. Why not say that passels the carbon? No. Shchote amanas litnoi al gabi akevesh. Shalei kinegra yisoy. Litnoi sanitona lamato 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 lamato. As anitonim b'fnim b'chus v'anitonim b'chus b'fnim, all types of zrikas which are shaloi b'mkoymon, the Mishnah lists of all the possibilities. Sheyechlu t'meim, this is something we haven't met up with until now. If he's mechashiv to do something that will violate the kedushas ha-carbon, but it won't pass all the carbon, that the carbon will be eaten by t'meim. Sheyakrivu t'meim, it will be hukrav, the haktorah, the zrikas adam, will be done by t'meim or apostle avoidim. Sheyechlu areilim, sheyakrivu areilim. An oral is posel avoid, is also posel achilas kotchim and achilas truma. Therefore, the mechashiv that areilim will eat from the carbon, or they'll be makriv the carbon, haktorah, zrika l'chayre should be a machshava peselis, b'shas teshchites azevach. Or, l'shaber atzmes ha-pesach, this is a halocha gzeis ha-kosu, that is a kpeda in the achilas carbon pesach that one cannot break at some is to eat the marrow from inside. Something else which is also unique to carbon pesach, not to eat it raw. La'ariv domoy b'dam psulim, or to mix up dam of this dam of the carbon that's kosher with dam psulim, with something from a apostle of carbon. We'll have to discuss that separately. All these things, even though they're problematic for the carbon, they're isurim, they're things that shouldn't be done, der Chiyuve Laven afilo hochi ein machshove poiseles elo chutzlos mani chutzum kamid. Only machshove sa poiseles. Rabbi Yehuda has to be madgishes because Rabbi Yehuda has his machshove sa nuach kilo aso maisa. Of leaving it chutzlos mani chutzum kamid is the leaving it is like a chutzlos mani chutzum kamid. But all these other problems in the world of kachim, the machshove defun does not passel or be mafagel the carbon. The only machshava that's peiselus is chutz l'zman chutz l'mkoymei. The Mishnah adds, interesting, we've been discussing so much pigul, don't forget that there's one other machshava, ha-peiselus. A-pesach v'achata shaloi l'shmon. These are the two karbonis, the stoma, the Mishnah, and Perek Aleph. These are the two karbonis that are apostle. The other karbonis, even if they brought shaloi l'shmon, the psul is only chal as far as the ritzu is concerned, doesn't pass up the carbon, so that's why the Mishnah gives a dish brak. Then only a pesach v'chatos, that's brought shalai l'shmon pasels. There are no other machshavos ha-poisleis. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who has to be madgashid. All these halachas don't go into the category of machshavos. There's one nekuda to bring up over here, la'arv domei bidam psulim. One's not allowed to do that. But l'maisa, there's a whole inyan of taruvis dam, does become bottle. It happens to me that Rabbi Yehuda is the shita that holds that min b'mina le'botli. Taruvis dikamusik, when you mix two things together, if they're the same thing, just one is din kosher, one is posel, the marshal mixing yayin nesech, again, without going back to Musogim that we had in Mishnayis Navayit Zor, mixing together yayin nesech with yayin kosher, it's min b'minoy. Mixing together milk, that's cholav akum in with cholav Yisrael. Mixing it together, it's one thing. So if it's one thing, according to Yehuda Loi Batli, and that's why over here the dam should be dam kosher, but lamaisa it's mixed together with dam psulim, that's why the Mishnah is able to list it off. All these things are improper, but they're not makshavos ha-poislis. That's the sum total of what the Mishnah is saying.